Our next case is number 12,041, Somerset Green Holdings LLC is seeking a variance from the fence height requirement, section 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the northeast corner of Shady Road and Plantations Road, Route 10. The 911 address is not available, however, it is located in Lewis. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 687. We received zero letters of support, zero in opposition, and one mail return.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
I am Ron Alexander, 37376.
And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you. And I see, Mr. Chairman, Ms. McGee has left the chambers for this hearing.
She did put herself in this case, so.
No.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. For the new member of the board who may not have seen me before, my name is David Hutt. For the rest of you, you know that I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown. This evening, I'm representing Somerset Green Holdings, LLC. A moment ago, I handed to Ms. Wall's exhibit notebooks to hopefully clarify tonight's application for you. With me tonight is Ron Alexander, who was just sworn in. He's an agent of Somerset Green Holdings, LLC. The first tab of your notebook is simply a copy of the variance application itself. There, for your ease of reference, if you have any questions throughout the presentation tonight. The second tab is the current deed for the property, indicating that Somerset Green Holdings, LLC is the current owner of the property. Beginning with the third tab, you will see some tax maps which look similar to what you see on the screens around you. Which shows the property. The tax parcels are identified on the first tax map. The second one shows just a greater amount of the area. The third tax map shows the zoning for the property, and the fourth one is an aerial overlay. As you can see in looking at what's on the screens and in the notebook in front of you, the property that's part of tonight's application is approximately 6.5 acres. It's located at the intersection of Plantation Road and Shady Road. Two of the most noteworthy things that are near it are, of course, Lowe's Home Improvement Store at Five Points, as well as immediately to the east, slightly northeast of it, is the new Lewis Park and Ride that the state of Delaware has put in. The fourth tab third tab and look at the zoning map, you'll see that this property is highlighted in yellow in the midst of all the red. The red there, of course, signifies that the property is zoned C1 commercial. At the fourth tab, you will see a site plan for the townhome project that's known as Somerset Green. What's not shown on the screen in front of you is the aerial image. Imagery hasn't caught up with it yet. Is that the construction of the infrastructure, as well as the first four units of the townhomes, have been constructed there. If you were to go there right now, you would see that Ryan Homes has four model homes there. If you look at the site plan that is shown at tab four, you will see in the site data that what was approved in 2016 by the Planning and Zoning Commission was for 53 townhomes on this 6.5 acres. This is a recorded document. What is additional to the recorded document, you will see the red lettering that identifies the Lowe's parcel, as well as the highlighted boundary line between the Lowe's parcel as well as the townhome project. That highlighted yellow line is the area on which the applicant seeks to install a fence at a height of 10 feet rather than the height of 7 feet, which the code allows without a variance in a residential area. The purpose of the proposed fence would be to provide a visual barrier as well as a barrier for noise and dust and light from the Lowe's and the park and ride that are adjacent to the property. If you look at tab 5 or exhibit 5 in your notebook, These are pictures of the site, and these were taken on Saturday. So as you, what you see in the right-hand corner at the of page one on tab five is a copy of the one of the four units, townhome units, that's there. Of course, what you see behind that is what the application seeks to screen from, which is the back of the Lowe's store. You can see that again at the page two. When you get to page three, these pictures are taken from the back of Lowe's store. That is what Lowe's keeps at the back of its store. And of course, at the side of the store, you have the outside storage area where there are outside type materials at Lowe's, as well as plants and other type things, retail things of that nature. The purpose, as I indicated, of the request is to provide adequate screening from light, dust, noise, sound. As you can imagine, the commercial activity of Lowe's, especially the rear of the store where deliveries are being made, pallet jacks are being operated, and that type of thing, and just the general storage of what a commercial retail store like Lowe's will keep at the back, seeking to screen from that. In addition, there is some safety concerns, as a fence, when it's 10 feet high, can't be climbed over or gotten over without the assistance of a ladder, whereas fences of a lower height, there are individuals who might be inclined or athletically gifted enough to get over without the assistance of a ladder. The sixth tab, as you go through your notebook, is a letter from Ryan Holmes. As I mentioned, Ryan Holmes has installed the initial models that are there for sale, and they are in support of the application to provide, as it says at the first paragraph of the second line, a 7-foot high fence will not provide enough height to minimize the noise and light coming from the back loading area of Lowe's. The rest of that paragraph describes a similar situation which arose in the county. If you were down by Bayside Americana, at the entrance to that, where 20 and 54 intersect, there is a new drugstore and then McDonald's that are located just past the entranceway. And that was approved by the county so that, for the benefit of the board, to have sort of a view of what that looks like, what does a 10-foot high fence look like when it separates residential and commercial activities. If you turn to tab 7, the first document there is the Sussex County building permit for the fence that was described in the Ryan's home letter. And then when you turn the page, you will see pictures of that fence. The pictures are, if you pull into the back of the pharmacy, you will see the various brick structures there, which are enclosures for the trash. And then if you look at the bottom of page one, you can see the fence that basically covers the first floor of the residential unit, which is behind that. You can see the McDonald's drive-through in the first picture. When you switch to page two, again, you can see the McDonald's drive-through with the fence and then the home right behind it. And as you move along to the pictures on pages four and five, these are taken from inside the residential community. You can see how it nicely provides a visual barrier. When people would pull into McDonald's, you wouldn't get all the lights right on the first floor of each of the homes that are located right there. And then the last picture on page five is a close-up showing the general construction of the fence. The fence that's being proposed for this site is identical to the fence that was used to separate that McDonald's from the Bayside Americana. If you look at the first page of tab 7, you will see that that's a building permit. Because this is an RPC and the commercial use, the fence was part of the commercial use, that could be done over the counter. Mr. Lank actually approved that. The difference here is that when you have a residential use under the code, the fence height is limited to 7 feet. The last exhibit in the exhibit notebook at tab 8 is a letter of support signed by the general manager of the Lowe's store. You can read what he says there, but it echoes the concerns that have been expressed here tonight, and Lowe's is in support of this type of a separation between their store and the residential townhomes that would be there. Addressing the factors for granting of a variance, The uniqueness of a property is that we have a residential townhome community situated immediately adjacent to a large retail, what people would call a big box commercial center, as well as the Lewis Park and Ride with all of the buses. The topography of the site, this is a very flat location, so the topography of the site is such that there's no other barriers to prevent noise, light, dust, and those types of pollution from entering from the retail store or from the park and ride from entering the townhome property. And a 7-foot high fence doesn't adequately protect from those things. The second factor is whether or not it's necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property, and the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use because a 10-foot high fence is the only means on this site of reducing the amount of light, dust, and noise pollution from the adjacent uses. The next question is whether or not the need was created by the applicant, and the townhome community did not create the need, the light, dust, and other things on the adjacent properties, or the obviously the park and ride and the buses and such that move in and out of there. The fourth factor is whether or not it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the additional height here will not have any effect on the character of the neighborhood, and you of course have the letter of support from the neighbor most affected by this, which is the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. And if you look at the pictures that you saw of both what this fence will look like or looks like as it currently exists in another application that similarly divides the commercial use of McDonald's from Bayside Americana, you can see that it actually accomplishes that readily and does prevent light and noise and dust from entering the residential property. In addition, of course, when you look at the Lowe's store, you can see that a 10-foot high fence, when compared to their outdoor storage fence, is significantly shorter than that already. The fifth factor is whether it's the minimum variance that will afford relief. And the 10-foot high fence is the minimum necessary for those in construction. 10-foot high is about the height that you get to at the first floor with most units. And so that a 10-foot high fence covers the first floor is essentially what it does.
Okay.
For all these reasons, the applicant asked the board to grant the requested height variance. I'm going to ask Mr. Alexander if he could come up. You've heard the information presented to the board this evening, and was what I said true and correct, and would have been your testimony had you been the one talking instead of me?
Yes.
Thank you. That concludes my presentation. I'm ready for any questions that any members of the board may have.
All right. I'm going to start down here with you, Mr. Workman.
As the driveway, is Lowe's driveway coming into their piece of property?
Yes, because it was originally all one parcel, and then that's the rear entrance to Lowe's.
So that'd be done away with then?
That is not done away with, no.
No.
And actually, when you look at the plan, there will be that'll be fenced off as well.
Okay. I saw the yellow, I thought the right where the fence going to go completely.
But the 10 foot high fence would be just along the...
Just along the...
The
Lowe's side.
Correct.
Okay.
When you get to the entrance, the back entrance to Lowe's, it's going to they're going to slowly reduce the fence height down, and then bring it.
Okay. No other questions.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Mills.
So they're going to reduce that fence down to 3.5 feet.
They'll reduce it to
40 feet on the road property.
With the code.
Yes. Thank you. No other questions,
Mr. Chairman.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Thank you. And I have no questions. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. It's a unique situation where you have a large commercial entity, commercial property adjacent to the development. And so I think because of that, in order to reduce the amount of pollutions as it was described, it becomes necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Applicant didn't create the situation. It was already existing. And the applicant also feels that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor did we hear any testimony to contradict that. Because it's a commercial property, I don't see where it would substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of that those other properties or be detrimental to public welfare. I think it is a minimum to afford relief, and I make a motion that we approve case number 12,041.
Thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Thank you. Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12,041. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mayor?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,041 is approved. Thank you. Next case.